You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Soledad O'Brien, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're one of my favorite people to talk to about this topic in particular because you've worked in TV journalism, TV news for, what, 3 decades now? Everybody from CNN to MSNBC, etc. You've also been very critical of how the media has handled not just the election, but news in general. Let's start with the election and talk about that. What do you think the news and the media have gotten wrong in covering the election?
I think it's always a mistake to platform lies. And I think the mistake that's been made is to uncritically quote or tweet quote the president, who is lying. We know he's lying. We count, actually, the thousands of lies that he tweets and says every single day. And so to just quote the president and give him a platform for something that we all agree, all know is a lie, is a huge mistake. And that continued on during the election and right. For the past 4 years. So that's been terrible. But I think post-election has gotten better, post-election day.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because America is in a tough place, right? It's an interesting country because there is the idea that it's not a monarchy, right? They say this is a society, it's a democracy. The president is a civil servant just like every other one. But then there's also a certain reverence. It's the president. This is the president. And so even though Donald Trump is lying, the president is speaking. And so you can feel journalists have this thing where they go, the president told me that my mother is responsible for the stolen votes. And I asked my mom and she did not agree, but that's what the president said. How do you think the media has to figure out how to navigate that relationship? Because I can see a lot of them don't want to seem disrespectful of the president, but at the same time, because he's now the president, he can just lie and then the media has to say what his lie was.
Yeah, there's been a reverence for the office, right? Even though the person in the office wasn't particularly reverent himself or deserving of the reverence. And I think it's one of the reasons that we saw, oh my gosh, the New York Times beginning to call the president's lies, lies. I'm going to take full credit for that. I am going to take credit for that. It took something like 3 years, but things that were lies
right,
and they wouldn't
right.
want to say. Or things that were racist, just saying, this is racist. This statement is racist. And I do believe it's because of that very thing. There's a sense that whether you like the guy or hate the guy, the office itself deserves a certain reverence. And so I think that really did slow the media down. Plus, I would argue, when you want to have access, you have a president who's reading everything you're writing and everything you're tweeting, you have to be very careful about how you frame things, or there's a good chance you're not going to get access, frankly.
Yeah, that's something I find strange about American journalism, for the most part. Like, I live in a country where you didn't have access. That's just how it worked. You know, I've lived in countries around the world where it's like, you don't have access is not what journalists have. Access, find the things that are not given to you with access, because access, in my opinion, often comes with misinformation. I mean, you know, American journalists, they've had access to so many things. They had access to the lies about Vietnam. That was the access. So I wonder sometimes, like, why are American journalists so obsessed with access when that access could be misinformation? It should be journalism, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a quid pro quo that comes with access, right? And that is either you're going to slide something nice about me in your next article or your next column, you're going to quote me, or you're, I scratch your back, you scratch my back, I get some interesting breaking news, and then you get to feed off of that for a while. You know, what you're seeing right now, right, are the pundits have gone away. No one wants to hear from the pundits. They're wrong, they're a mess, who cares?
Right.
Failed congressmen
right.
on TV, we don't need them. You know what they're doing? TV news organizations are camped out talking to the head of elections in Maricopa County, right? Like,
right.
That is journalism.
Yes.
That is reporting. That is not access, someone calling you up, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's just doing the work. And I would argue most journalists are not access journalists. They're not going to write a book about their time at the White House.
Right.
They're not going to tell you funny stories about hanging out with John Boehner. They go every day and go into communities and try to figure out what the accurate story is. And sometimes they get it right. Sometimes mistakes are made. And I think most journalists do a really good job. But when you're going for access, I do think it's kind of screws up your perspective. And yeah, you don't need access to do good reporting. You really don't.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because it feels like when people talk about the media, what we often mean, especially in America, is cable news. I mean, for the most part, you know, because you are completely correct. If you read your news, you find there's amazing journalists who break most of the stories that inform how we even see the world. But when it comes to cable news, pundits seem to be more important than facts. Like, you know, you just bring people on. You're just going to be like, I'm just going to bring on this one person to say why Latinos like Trump. And then I'm going to bring on another person to say why Latinos don't like Trump. Now you guys fight. Thank you for tuning into the news. That's a great formula for creating conflict for the screen. But it doesn't really inform people. It's just people's opinions and pundits just trying to guess something. And then, by the way, if they get it wrong, there's no ramification. They can just be like, oh, yeah. This is why I was wrong. It's not because of me. It's because the information didn't match what I was saying.
Yeah. And also, I think the important piece you're missing is it's cheap. It's cheap. You pay all those people. They are on every show. They rotate through. You've seen the 9-person set, right? It doesn't cost any money. You know, it's expensive going into the field with a crew for the next 3 days and shooting and doing interviews and then writing your story and bringing it back and editing your story. That costs a lot of money. And actually,
right. You
can hire a guy or two for that same cost, right? And they'll be on your set for the next year. That contributor contract is for every show that they want to be on over the next year. It's a sunk cost. It's very easy and it costs you no money. Yeah. And then you also have this built-in sense of urgency and sense of drama that I think everybody feels every story needs that actually take some work when you're going to do it in a tape spot. So I truly believe a big factor in that is just cost, is just money.
You've been someone who's been critical of the media for a while, especially like, and not broadly. Obviously, you know, you've given props where props are due, but you have pointed out the shortcomings. When you look at the news, especially cable news, we have to acknowledge that there is like a certain price to pay for like neutrality, for instance. Like cable news likes to bring people on to go like, this person believes that black people are human beings, but this person doesn't agree. Let's talk to them and see why they say that. This neutrality on the surface seems to be about impartiality, but really what it creates is a world where there is no fact, there is nothing we agree on, it's all up for discussion. And again, it's great for ratings, but it's not good for informing people. How do you think news networks can find that balance? Because at the end of the day, they're businesses now, but they're also claiming to inform people. Is there a balance that can be achieved?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think people really want context. I think it's one of the reasons that podcasts are so successful now. People want to understand. So wait, walk me through the history a little bit and who are these people and what's their point of view exactly, right? They want to hear the well-told story rolled out and explained versus this guy, Rick Santorum, who's going to make up something because he's not an expert in it a lot except for being a failed congressman versus pick your other congressman on the other side. And I think this death of expertise is really problematic. When we started doing we do a show about policy called Matter of Fact, we're not live. I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? The president is tweeting every morning and we pre-tape our show on a Thursday for Sunday. So we decided we would lean in very hard to context. What is the First Amendment? What is it? What does gerrymandering mean? And where did it come from? How is it possible that you can live on an income, a minimum wage income, and not be able to afford a 2-bedroom apartment? And because of that, we actually very rarely talk politics. We talk about policy. We talk about people. I have no idea if they're Republicans, if they're Democrats, if they're independents, if they vote. They tell us what's happening in their lives, and we talk about the policy. And because it's not framed as this versus this, I think it's a much more interesting conversation. And it does really well. We do better than most of the cable shows.
If the election is called and if Joe Biden becomes president, then at some point he will be taking office. At some point he will move into the White House, which means at some point Donald Trump will no longer be president of the United States. If that were to happen, what would your advice be to newsrooms? Because I strongly suspect that they're going to try to keep covering Trump despite the fact that he's no longer in office. They're going to be like, what did he say today? Former President Trump said that burritos are part of the problem. What would your advice be to news networks post-Donald Trump and people who are watching the news post-Donald Trump?
All that will matter is, does his comments, do his comments bring ratings? And I'm going to argue they don't. You can see the poor Fox News anchors, right? When he's been on the phone with them for 30 minutes, they're like, well, Mr. President, I know you're very busy, Mr. President. I know you've got to go, Mr. President. And then he won't get off the phone. So, you know, I think if they think they can get ratings, it doesn't matter what advice I give them because they will go for the ratings. But I right. think you're going to find that there are not ratings there to be had, that actually he's not great ratings. He's not ratings gold. He was ratings gold when he was, wow, wacky, over the top. Who knows what he's going to do? But the song and dance is getting very, very old. Everybody understands it. And it's kind of rambly, old grandpa, uncle, who's drunk at the Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's the kind of person you're like, okay, nice to see you. And then you move seven seats away
yes.
because you don't want any part of that. And I think that he's falling into that category. And I can tell you only by watching, I feel sorry, which I rarely do for the Fox News anchors, but I feel sorry for them as they're trying to get him off the phone and he won't go.
Well, I can tell you this. I am glad that you have a show. I am glad that you have a podcast because, as you say, people are enjoying the context and I appreciate the context that you bring. Thank you so much for joining us on the show and I hope to see you again.
Thanks.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.